This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you're a movie lover, buckle up because Ads is back with his pick of what's hot in cinemas and streaming this week, from Brad Pitt to dinosaurs. Ads, good afternoon. I'm hesitating because I'm so nervous about the dinosaurs.
Oh, no, it's great. It's so good to be back on the air. And yeah, Brad Pitt, I love. So let's start there, and then dinosaurs, and then one of my favourite movies.
Okay, Brad Pitt, let's start with Brad Pitt. He's back in the fast lane. What can you tell us about this new F1 movie and how much of it is real versus movie magic?
So it mixes real life plus also real live footage with current drivers. So it's really good. So the movie magic with the real life footage makes a fantastic film. I'm not a huge F1 fan, Warren. Either is my mum, but we love the film. It's wall-to-wall action. The acting's great. The visuals are great. And it's got a fantastic soundtrack.
Oh, really? Did you see it with your mum?
Yeah. So I took her to see it yesterday in Brighton, and she loved it.
Fantastic. Is Tuesday still cheap at the movies?
Yes, it's Tight Beep Tuesdays.
Tight Beep Tuesdays.
And so it is definitely cheaper. But the good thing is, I don't want to plug the cinema, but there is a cinema in Brighton, and with the elderly, they've got cheap movies Monday and Tuesday, so we get a little cheaper, which is awesome.
Fantastic. Let's move on to the big one, Jurassic Park. There's a new Jurassic Park film.
Yes.
What's this rebirth installment all about? Is it just a rebirth of the original Jurassic Park and the storyline, or is it another sort of installment of Jurassic Park?
No, it's actually another installment. So they had Jurassic Park Dominion, and I think another one before that. So this is the third one, I think, in this series. And it's 5 years after the events of Jurassic World Dominion, which was the last film. And it's about how the world has been largely inhospitable to dinosaurs, and it looks into the environment and how the three most colossal creatures within the dinosaur sphere can actually create a drug to help life-saving benefits to humankind.
Oh, really? So they're turning it into a good thing, because I expected that there would be like a dinosaur plague or something and they'd eat everyone. That was my...
Do you know what? I would love to see that.
You would love it.
Which is really quite dark. But no, so this is a lot of action. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it with my mum tomorrow. And guess what? We're going to see it in 4DX. Do you know what that is?
No, what's 4DX?
For 4DX, it's just not 3D. But guess what? The seats move. You get blown on, wind. And you get... And you get like spat on, like, not spat on, sorry,
by those spitting dinosaurs that ambush you. So if you've got a glass of water and it's sitting on your little coffee table there in the cinema, and you're in 4DX, as the dinosaur comes, it will shake.
It will definitely shake. And
so will you.
And I think I have taken my mum to 4DX last year, and so I'm a bit hesitant because she nearly fell out of the chair. So I'm going to buckle her in.
I'm really scared of dinosaurs. I have to admit to you, when I was a kid, whenever dinosaurs would come up, I was fascinated by them.
Yeah,
I loved
fair
them,
enough.
But I'd then dream about them that night, and I'd dream about them looking in my window.
That would be pretty freaky.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
And last night I watched, there's a Walking with Dinosaurs at the moment on
excellent.
ABC. It's really, really good.
Yes.
But guess what? I dreamt about dinosaurs last night.
And do you thing in a pants?
I peeked my little eye out the window just to make sure there was nothing out there.
Oh, no. I can relate to that. It'd be pretty scary.
Adds, this 4DX feature sounds absolutely fascinating. I'm going to go and see Jurassic Park in 4DX. Is it only in certain cinemas? Where is it?
Yeah, so I think it's Village does 4DX, and the one I'm going to, I think, is in Glen Waverley.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We're chatting with Ads about the latest film picks. We're talking about Jurassic Park, the rebirth. Now, Scarlett Johansson joining the Jurassic franchise feels like a big swing. How does she fare against prehistoric predators?
So I'll let you know how she is, but I do know that she is a great actress, right? And she's been in some action movies, and she's a pretty big draw card, I think, for this particular film. Unfortunately, I think the movie's getting mixed reviews. However, on the positive side, it does go back to basics and is still entertaining. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. I was listening to the radio the other day. I'm not going to let off the dinosaurs. And they were talking about bringing back the Tasmanian tiger.
Oh, I heard that.
And about 10 years away, apparently, from recreating it. And they need to, sort of the closest living species with the DNA that best replicates the Tasmanian tiger. 10 years away. Wow. Can you imagine? If they find the closest living species to the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I don't know what they probably would create it, and it would be scary. I would even beat it. Myself.
You would love it. You'd release it on the street. We know
you. I'll be following it.
Now let's talk about True Lies. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Yes. You've brought this one back into the spotlight. Why now and why do you still love it?
Because it is an absolute classic. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis and Tom Arnold, and it's the action, the comedy, and it's such an enjoyable experience to see with family and friends. And it's by the director James Cameron, who has done Aliens 2, great director, and it is one of the best all-time action films. Of course, James Cameron did Terminator 2 as well, so it's right in his wheelhouse.
Jamie Lee Curtis, having a bit of a renaissance, Oscar winner, fan favourite. How important was True Lies in showing off her, her action shots?
So it shows off her diversity and also range as an actress. And the thing about Jamie Lee Curtis is, of course, she's the daughter of I think Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh. Mm-hmm. So she often had to really battle quite hard to show her own skills, right? So she really didn't do well in the Academy. So I think the fact that she got an Academy Award finally for Everywhere Once, I think it's called, is well deserving. And it's one of her earlier films and she's just brilliant. She's amazing.
All right. Now, you've got a pretty diverse spread this week, Ads. What, I suppose, ties all these picks together for you?
I think it's the action. Mm-hmm. It's the story and just the overall enjoyment. I think going to see a movie, particularly with your mum or your friends or your family, it's all about the enjoyment aspect and they're just thoroughly entertaining.
Okay, I'm going to go and enjoy Jurassic Park 4DX before we let you go.
Awesome.
Anything else on your radar we should be keeping an eye out for?
Okay, now this is huge news. So not tomorrow, but in a week, so next Thursday, there is a lot of buzz on the new James Gunn movie and it is Superman.
Okay.
So it's the latest Superman in the DC universe and it hits cinemas next Thursday. So I'll be reviewing it in about a week and a half and I can't wait.
Fantastic. We'll let you get back to your pet Tyrannosaurus Rex and we'll chat to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.